Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody have a story to tell. Everybody's dealing with something or somebody. Amen. We're so glad that you join us. Amen. Nina Livingston, your radio host with Push Outreach Ministry, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ as far as it can go. Today we have a wonderful story, a great segment, something to make you think over the holidays. We want to say happy 4th of July to each and every one of you. And thank you again for tuning in. We hope that you have some questions and concerns. Amen. And we will be able to give you the word of God. God has an answer for all situations, any problems, anything that you're dealing with. You can go to the word of God. It will surely give you the answer. Today we're going to talk about living in a real world, and there is a real enemy. And I want you to know there is also a real God. The question to you is, whose side are you on? Sometimes we have to take a stand. If we don't take a stand, the world will choose for us. Life is not a joke. When people are dying without God and going to hell, it is a nightmare. We're going to be coming from the book of Job, the 14th chapter, and we're going to be coming to 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, and Psalms 37. We want you to listen intensively. Open up your heart, open up your mind. And, you know, take us serious, because we are in a society, the Western society is in trouble. And they're in trouble with God, just like the Israelite. God kept warning the Israelite over and over and over about the sins and the conduct and the character of an individual. Begin to repeatedly go against God and fight against the Almighty God. And one day, it all changed. And we just want you to be aware of things. We understand that you have a choice, and God gave you that legality that you can choose this day who you want to serve. You can choose what you want to do. But don't you think it's just fair for the innocent? Don't you think it's just fair for you to know both sides? It's not fair for you to cover up the truth or try to hinder the truth or stop someone that believes in the truth to stop them and fight against them. They believe just like you believe in what you believe in. So the truth, amen, is going to set you free, not a lie. See, the word of God, amen, is truth. And everything, God said, let everything be a lie, but God be truth. And we know that God is a holy God. He is a God of truth. But we do know this one thing, that you have the right to choose, but then I also have the right to know the truth. So whose side are you standing on? Whose side are you believing? Who report are you believing in? I was thinking about Elijah, when Elijah, amen, was telling the children of Israel, because it was having the same problems as we are having today, not only just in the Western society, but the world at large. We're looking at the whole universe. There's chaos everywhere. And Joshua had to stand and make an announcement to the people. He had to remind the people that the promises that they had gave God and what they was going to do when God brought them out of the land of Egypt. When God bring you out of Egypt and he set you free and God began to open up doors and he began to bless you, and then we soon forget what manner of person we are. We forget that God has brought us through. If it had not been for God who was on our side, the enemy would have swore us up whole. He would have destroyed us. But because of his goodness and his mercy, because his mercy is renewed every single day, and just because you can't see God, that doesn't mean that you can just run wild and just have riot living and just do what you want to. That's not fair, because God is real, just like the devil is real. So the thing about it is Joshua was having these same situations, these same problems that the children of Israel was going through. They was having trouble with idol gods, and they were doing all kind of lasciviousness and all kind of adultery, all kind of fornicating and lying and stealing. The same thing, it has not changed. Sin has not changed. It is over 2,000 years ago, way over 2,000 years ago, and sin is ancient. Sin is a bad word. Sin, amen, some people love the sin better than they love goodness and righteousness. Some people are celebrating today because of evil, because they feel that they are getting the victory because of evil and because of sin, and they are celebrating it. But I want you to know, Joshua said in that day, Elijah, he asked the people, he said, look, God has brought you out, brought you through the wilderness, and he fed you through the wilderness. God done great things, and we just soon forget, don't we? So he said to them, how long will you waver between the two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him. But the people said nothing. You see, that's just it. People soon forget. They really forget. They forget who God is and how God opened up the doors and how God made ways, and God bless your home. God bless you with cars. He give you ideas. He give you all kind of success stories. And we think we're doing it by ourselves. We're going to find out one day that there is a real God and that this God really, really loves us. And that you did have an adversary, and that adversary is like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. Now let's go to Job, the 14th chapter, because, see, God forewarned us. He lets us know in advance. If we get into the Word of God, then we can understand a lot of things that go on. We can understand why things happen the way they do. If we get into the Word of God, we can see, amen, you can actually see the wickedness. You can actually see and understand why people do what they do. When you don't have God, you have nothing. You may have all the money. You can have all the cars. You can have all the women. You can have all the men or whatever you love to do. You can have all that, but you're still not happy, my friend. You still got a void in your heart, and you do not understand why you're not happy. And you can't understand why things can't make you happy. I'm telling you today, and that you're not going to be happy without Christ. Without God, you can do nothing. Without him, you cannot survive. You will never have no peace. There's always will be trouble for the wicked. there will never be a peace of mind. I don't care what you do and how much of it that you have, you will not be satisfied. You're going to be just like the sea. It's going to fill up and never be full. You're going to want and can't have. You're going to desire and cannot obtain. So let's go to the book of Job. In the book of Job, the first chapter, Job 14 in the first verse, and it says, "Man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like the flower and is cut down, and he fleeth also as the shadow. Can you not?" Now, what do you think that God was trying to tell us? He's letting us know that we got an adversary and there is trouble everywhere. Because there, let me tell you something. Paul said, every time I try to do good, evil was always present. You always have the enemy that's going to make sure that you don't make it, that you don't have success. He's going to limit you. He wants to control you. He wants to, amen, take your life. He wants your soul. And you got to realize that he wants your soul. He's after your soul. He's after your eternal life. He is after, amen, that promise that God had promised you if we will live right, if we will do the right thing. But some people just prefer to love sin and to love the pleasure of it more than they love God. And those things are temporary. So it says that here that we cometh forth like a flower. We are here today and gone tomorrow. When you see a beautiful flower bloom, I mean, I plant some beautiful flowers out. I waited for them to bloom. I waited patiently, and I thought they would never bloom. And finally they bloom, and they just blossom so beautiful, and I'm taking pictures of it. And after a while, it wasn't long, they begin to start fading away. The insects, the butterfly, the bumblebee start eating after it. It starts to deteriorate. And each day I went to look at it, and I tried everything I could to try to survive it, to keep it as long as I can, but you just can't. And I don't care how much makeup you use, how many Botox you use, and how many facelifts you get. Let me tell you, you are dying on the inside. You are fading away each day. Each day you look at yourself in the mirror, you see yourself getting closer and closer, to the grave, okay? And let me tell you something, when that time comes, those that love the Lord, those that died in Christ, sleep from their labor. But those that died outside of Christ, woe unto you, my friend, because you had a chance just like anybody else. Telling you, we're not trying to scare you in the head. We're not trying to. We love you. That's the reason why we sit and we try to tell you the word of God. The church is trying to pump the gospel of Jesus Christ, trying to get people ready. It is a sad thing. It's a nightmare to see people die without Jesus Christ. It is a nightmare. It is no fun. There is no celebration in seeing somebody die and going to hell. There is no celebration to see somebody go down the drain that does not love God, the creator, the maker, the one that gave them life, the one that gave them the air to breathe, that opened the door for each and every one of us. Let's go a little bit further. But we are that fading flower, I promise you. Each day you look in the mirror, just look at your skin, look at your face. Compare your picture from 25 years ago. Just look at your picture 5 years ago and compare. Do you think that you're going to stay here? No, I'm sorry. So it should let you know that if this is all taking place, there's someone greater than you are that's responsible for all this. And why? You should be finding out why. Why are we going through this journey? And that's it. No, that's not it. It's more to it. It is more to it. God promised us eternal life. No more crying, no more dying, no more pain, no more sickness, no more devil to be opinionated and try to buy you out, sell you out, or threaten you or hinder you or anybody that tried to put fear in you. I promise you, one day in God's kingdom will pay for it all. Let's go a little bit further because we're trying to get you ready for the things that's getting ready to take place. It's taking place already. We've been in spiritual warfare ever since Satan has been kicked out of heaven. Now, he was up in heaven. Now, what you think is going to happen while he's down here? He was a troublemaker up there. What you think he's doing down here? He's a troublemaker here. He's a liar. He's a schemer, and he's a fake. He's an image of full of magic and black magic and all kind of Ouija's and all kind of evil interventions. Anything to deceive you, anything to deceive your family, anything to deceive you on the job, anything to deceive you. But you got to hold on because we know what the Word of God says. If you spend some time with God and God will protect you, he said, I will be with you always to the end of the world. This is no joke. This is life we are talking about. We're talking about people's livelihood. We're talking about people that has to go before God one day and give account to every word, every deed, every thought to the book of Timothy. The second chapter, the third verse. And it says here, I'm telling you, God is letting us know, but we still got protection. These things will happen, but we have protection from God. It says, but understand this. I want you to understand it, meaning open up your eyes. Don't be blind. Don't ignore it. Don't try to sweep it up under the rug, but face it. Know that this is real. We have a real God that is open to your cry. We have a real adversary that's trying to destroy you and your family and your success and everything that you have. He's trying to belittle you. He's trying to steal your soul because your soul is the most valuable, the most precious commodity that you will an individual can ever have is your precious soul. And don't sell your soul for little or nothing. Don't sell your soul for a bowl of soup. Don't sell your soul just for a season. It's not worth it. Your soul is worth more, so much more. It's like a jewel. You're trying to find precious metal. You're trying to find precious jewels. Can't find it because they're very rare. Your soul is precious. It's precious before God. And I will be careful who I will give my soul to. I'll be careful who I sell my soul to. I will be careful to sell my soul for little nothing. But he said, understand this, that in the last days, okay, the last day, we're in the last days. If you don't believe you're in the last day, just look around you and see what's going around. Pick up your word and see if the word is evidence. Pick up the scripture. See, a lot of people don't want to pick up the word of God because they know it's in the word of God. Everything God said it will happen is happening. We don't want to face the truth. We feel like we're going to live forever and always. No, you're not. Not here on this earth, you're not. You're going to live forever somewhere else. It may not be with God. But I tell you one thing, it ain't going to be no party either. So the thing about it is we're in the last days, and God is saying, look, make yourself ready. Prepare yourself to meet me because I'm coming back shortly. I'm coming back soon. I'm coming back with my reward with me to pay every man according to his work. So you know what works do you have? Well, are you working for Satan or are you working for God? God assigned us all. He gave us an assignment. We all got purpose. And we're supposed to be carrying out the purpose of God. We're supposed to be winning souls. We're supposed to be giving the gospel good news and glad tidings. We're supposed to be spreading this great news and letting people, you know, because he lived, we can live too. We can say that, you know, God is real and we, you know, God went away to prepare a better place for us. This is the good news. This is the good news and the glad tidings. God, there's no more dying. There's no more, look, there's no more sickness, no more pain. Who wouldn't want that? Tell me, is anybody in their right mind, who doesn't want that? But we know that it's going to be a cost. We have to, amen, meet God halfway. We got to do our part in order to receive the benefits of God. But he said in the last days, will come and set in perilous times of great stress and trouble. We're going to have stress, de-stress, problems, oppression, all kind of sickness, all kind of disease, everything you're going to have to fight, great stress. And trouble. Trouble going to be everywhere. I read to you Job, the 14th chapter. Man that's born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. You got trouble on every side, my friend. And you cannot fight this battle by yourself because there's too many of them. See, if it's one-on-one, that'd be one thing. But you got, look all the enemies you have. Look, all those that say they with you and they backbiting, they stabbing you in the back, and they doing all setting you up, framing you and lying on you, cheating and putting fear in you and threatening you. Come on. God is your only wrath. He threw out the rescue wrath out there for you to grab hold of it so you can be saved. God loves you, and he wants you to be saved. And he is our helper. He is our keeper. The Lord is our refuge, and he is our strong tower. God let us know in the word that he will fight your battles. Now listen to what the word of God said. Okay, so he's letting us know, okay, people's going to become what? People will be lovers of themselves. Do I have to go through this? They will be lovers of themselves. They're proud. They're boastful. They're selfish. They're greedy. Let me tell you something. That is what's got us in trouble now because of selfishness. The root of sin is pure selfishness. It's what I want and what I'm going to have, and I'm going to make sure. So we find out, amen, that we go against God with our selfishness. And we don't care about nobody else. We don't care who we hurt. We don't care who's watching. We don't care. We have no respect or regards to man or the value of man or mortal or nothing. We could care less. We care. All we care about is ourselves and number one self. As long as I have, I could care less what anybody else has. Are you your brother's keeper? That's what Cain did. He offered God this selfish. He was selfish. He could have gave God so much more, but he was selfish. He didn't want to be bothered. He could care less. He didn't have it to heart, and he got jealous of his brother. He was envious of his brother because he gave God the best when he could have done the same identical thing. But he didn't want to put the time in, and he was too selfish thinking that God's supposed to set anything. God don't have to set anything. That's your choice. You could do well if you want to. You got to choose this day who you're going to serve. because God give us that privilege. He give us the legality to choose on our own. We have the mind, you know, but it's your loss, not my loss. It's your loss. Because people get angry and get mad at us because of the truth. I become your enemy because I tell you the truth. When I'm telling you the truth and I'm warning you that you can do something about it, but you chose not to. What? That, look, the blood is off my hand. That's all I want, is get the blood off my hand. I pray for you and tell you, and you just prefer just to go another direction. You don't want to say, that's your business. That's your business. But remember, there is consequences to it. So, I mean, after this life, there's no more repentance beyond the grave. There's not another chance. There is not. You can't make it right. You can't call back 20, 30, 40 years and to make things right. People you hurt, people you mistreated, people let people die believing your lie. People die because you're hurt. Okay, we have to answer to God for all the things that we have done in this body. He lent us. So it was lent to you. Common sense lets you know that it was lent to you simply because you can't keep it. It's not even yours to keep. God lent it to you to do a work. You had purpose and you chose to do something else. Well, that will end. That chapter in your life will end, my friend. But it says that these people are lovers of themselves. Look, they're self-centered. They love money. And they are aroused by their own indignation. They're greedy. They desire for wealth. They're proud. They're ignorant. Oh, my God, contentious, boasters. They will be abusers and blasphemers, scoffers. They're disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, and unthankful. My goodness, this is what's happening today. Our children are coming up disobeying their parents, disrespectful to their parents, will not hear what their parents have to say, do not want to tell them what to do. Now, that is a shame. You got 2 and 3, 4 years old telling your mother to shut up, and you think that's cute because he's cursing, and then you give him a little beer and you give him a little alcohol and stuff like that, and you think that's cute because he's twisting and shaking because he's seen you shaking. Now, you think they're going to stay little children? No. They're going to grow up. And they're going to meet you face to face. They're going to be standing just as tall as you are. And they're going to tell you what to do and where to go at. See, this is what the word is telling us. False accusers, troublemakers. Listen to the word. Loose in moral and conduct. Uncontrolled. Fierce. Haters of good. Treasers, traitors, listen, self-conceited, oh my God, sensual pleasure and vain amusement, oh my goodness, get in the Word of God, you need to read it. They pious, they truth breaker, they deny, they're liars, oh my God, they drunk with what, not with wine now, they spirit in their mind. In their character, they're drunk, they're unstable, and can't even make decisions. But we're so glad that God is so real, that there is a God that's going to step in one day, and he's going to put a stop to all of this. One day, he's given us a chance to make it right, but one day, his feet will plant his feet on my olive. Good God Almighty, and he's coming back. And he's going to set everything straight. Because, see, God knows that we are nothing but walking, talking dust. God knows that we are just like a puff of smoke. He knows that we are just here today and gone tomorrow. And most the average years, excuse me, the average length of years that a person live on this earth is between 75 to 80 years old. Some of them don't even get to be 90. That's all the time you have. And let me tell you something, that's not very long. But what God has planned for us is eternal, indefinite, for those that love him, and he prepared a better place for us to live with him, eternal. Who would not serve a mighty God? He has been so, so good to us. But like I said, you know, we're praying for you. We're praying for you. We're rooting for you. And I know that a bad seed can change. We love you, and God bless you, and may heaven smile on you, and happy Saturday.